we okay?
Yep.
All right, so we have Michael Griffin here. He'll just say a few words, and then we will take your questions, all right? Thank you.
A few words,
there we go.
That's all I got. No, I'm joking. First and foremost, I wanted to say, you know, thanks for the is it on?
Yep.
Okay, you're pushing buttons. All right, first I just want to say, you know, thank you to the Titan organization. I mean, excuse that, relax, I've been there for 9 years. I want to say thank you to the Vikings family, the fans, and everybody for accepting me. I mean, it's been a rough transition, but I mean, just to be able to give me opportunity to continue to play this game that I love so much, I just want to really say thank you to the owners, the GM, Coach Zimmer, Coach Gray, just everybody and above, just this whole Vikings family. They've been nothing but family to me since I've been here yesterday, eating dinner around the facility. They just showed me nothing but love here. But if y'all have any questions, go right on ahead. Is it on?
Hey, Hi. Michael, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. When did the Vikings sort of express interest in you, or when did things kind of heat up to the point where you got now?
When I got released, Coach Gray, he called me and asked me, was I considering retiring? After being in Tennessee for so long, and I told him no. And from there, I mean, he's you know, kept in touch with me. And then from there, I know they reached out to my guys during the combine. And from there, just continued to express interest and whatnot. And then, you know, when everything kicked off on, you know, the new league year, they offered, and right then and there, I just felt like it was just the best place, just being that looking on paper, looking, watching them on film and watching them last year, last season, whatever. It was just a great opportunity to join a good football team and get on the other side of things. You know, being in Tennessee wasn't the best situation the last 2 years with our record or whatnot. But, I mean, I have nothing but gratitude towards that organization for giving me a chance back in 2007 and a new deal and being able to spend 9 years there. But this is, you know, another opportunity to play this game, and you know, especially being in a league that a lot of players don't get to play for as long as many people I saw in that locker room in Tennessee that came and gone quicker than I did. So this is an opportunity, and I'm blessed. And you know, people say the grass is not always green on the other side, but the way I look at it is, as an individual, you are who makes it greener on what you put into it and how you make of it.
Michael, how do you see yourself fitting next to Harrison Smith?
You know, a lot of people keep asking whether I'm a starter or whatnot, and the way I look at it, I'm a team player, and I'm a humble guy. The way I look at it is, you know, you got to compete, and there's nothing in this league that's given to you. You got to compete each and every day. So the way I look at it is, I mean, I know Harrison Smith, he solidified himself as a starter. He's a great player in this league. You would say he's up and young coming safety battles. I do not look at him like that. I mean, I've been watching this game for a long time now, and he's one of the top three, four safeties in the lead right now. But, I mean, the way I look at it is I just look at myself coming in, competing, just trying to do what I can to try to help this team, you know, just win ball games. And whatever that the coaches ask me to do, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm a team player, and I look at a team before me.
Michael, when you initially heard from Jerry Gray, did you start looking at the Vikings defense at that point? And from what you've seen of it, what do you think of it?
I mean, I watched the playoff game last year. It was a game they should have won versus Seattle. And I watched them, you know, throughout the whole year. I mean, I seen them come down to the wire versus the Denver Broncos. I mean, it's a good football team. Just looking at the front seven, the way they put pressure on the guys, and then just watching defense, it doesn't look so complicated as if they're doing a lot of blitzing. So you can just see that they can get after the quarterback with just the front seven guys. And then just seeing it's a great young linebacker core. With Kendricks and looking at Anthony Barr, two good linebackers, one winning the linebacker award in college and the other one a first-round draft pick that I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's going on year five of playing linebacker. But just see his athleticism, what he can do. And then just looking back there in the secondary, watching a guy like Terrence Newman, a guy that I looked up to back when I was in college, back when I was in high school, watching him play. And seeing Xavier Rhodes, watching Harrison, I mean, it was just a great defense all the way around. And I think it was just an exciting opportunity to be able to come and play with this team.
Hey, Michael, do you know Andre Smith really at all? How much recruiting of him have you done last night and today, possibly?
I told him to just go ahead and sign. He's here. Ain't no point getting on the plane without, you know, having a deal done. And I talked to him, and he said, you know, he has one more visit he's going to take. But if I had to take my guess, I think he would probably he looks at it. It should be a great opportunity for him to come here. I think he should come here. I mean, I feel like this organization is headed in the right direction.
Michael, what kind of motivating factor is it when you played close to 150 games and you get released and then you get a new, a fresh start somewhere else? How does that change or motivate you?
Man, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. To be able to go through four head coaches, I don't know how many defensive coordinators, how many different position coaches, even the ownership change from Bud Adams to his son-in-law to now his daughter. It was a lot going on in that organization. I did everything I had to do. And, you know, they brought guys in to get me out of there. And if you keep looking at reports right now, they're still looking at who's supposed to, you know, replace me for everything I've done and whatnot. And, you know, maybe that's just hearsay, you know, talk or whatnot. But, I mean, there's still a question mark over there right now. But what they told me was it was a cap. They wanted to use that money to try to help the offensive side of the ball out. And, again, you know, it was a blessing to be able to be there for 9 years. There's no hard feelings or whatnot. But, again, I mean, that's behind me. It's set in stone, written in stone. And right now, I'm a Minnesota Viking, so that right now, that's behind me. My motivation is to come in and to compete and do what I got to do and keep doing what I've been doing to be able to play in this league for so long.
Michael, what was your relationship with Coach Gray like, and did you guys kind of stay in contact throughout, even after he left Tennessee?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I remember Coach Gray when he was in Washington Redskins. He was there, and that was the first time I actually met him. But I knew he played for the University of Texas, and I knew all the accolades and everything he achieved. And then when he got the defensive coordinator job, you know, we had a great time in Tennessee. We did a lot of good things and whatnot.
Joining the meeting.
And you know, when he got released, we stayed in contact. When they fired Coach Munch and all the coaches, you know, moved around and whatnot, but we still stayed in contact and what. And you know, I congratulate him on when he got the job here in Minnesota. And, you know, when we see each other, we speak, we text, you know, whether it's, you know, Father's Day, you know, Christmas, whatever it may be, we always continue to, you know, shoot text messages. And that's what a lot of the coaches that I had in the past, you know, I stayed in a lot of close contact with a lot of guys because, you know, you build a lot of friendships and things over the course of your career when you just never know that, you know, when you're done playing football or you know, you need to transition from playing on the football field to the real life, the real world. You know, you never know what type of hands and different advice and stuff people can give you.
Mike, being a veteran, what did you know about Coach Mike Zimmer coming into here, and then what have your first impressions been?
You know, I saw last year, you know, just watching him on the sideline, just watching how he, you know, you just see how the guys here in Minnesota, how they play for him. You can just see that, you know, he's a great guy. And then seeing some of the things he did when he was in Cincinnati, you know, some guys like Reggie Nelson, different guys that they felt like was kind of going on downhill of their career, but you know, they resurrected. You know, he gave Terrence Newman an opportunity from the Cowboys and, you know, did great things there, and now he's here and still doing, he did good things here. So I mean, one thing I can tell you is from the defensive back standpoint, it seems like he knows how to put guys in the right position to make plays and let them continue to thrive in this league. So again, that played a big factor into, you know, coming here.
Any more questions for Michael? All right. Thanks, everybody.